Now, a story of what's old is new again. We're talking about wallpaper. Yes, the stuff you painstakingly peeled from your walls over the past few decades is once again cool. WUWM's Aaron Toner stopped by a shop in Wauwatosa that's getting a boost from wallpaper's latest revival.
When it comes to today's wallpaper, what's out are pastel floral borders, mallard ducks, and fake wood paneling. What's in? Graphic patterns, vibrant colors, and earthy textures.
This isn't their mother's wallpaper. That's not what this is. This is artwork.
Janice Beal is shopping this afternoon at Wallpaper Wallpaper in Wauwatosa. She is looking for paper that feels like leather for her son's bedroom, and for her daughter, something that will go with a sparkly tile. Beal says she's nearly covered her home in wallpaper.
When you're in a bathroom, you can look at the wallpaper and it stimulates your mind. Paint is paint.
Wow. Yeah.
Beal picks up two big sample books and heads out the door.
Thank you. When do you want these back?
I have today, next week sometime.
Mary Peschel and her daughter have run this shop for 30 years, weathering wallpaper's ups and downs. She says it was all the rage in the 70s and 80s and some 90s, then slowly fell out of favor. Now, with TV shows and magazines featuring modern designs and materials, people are again shopping for wallpaper.
Something graphic, linear, your basic tones, grays, the neutral tones. But then again, you have a customer that comes in and says, I want a paper that's going to make me feel happy.
Peschel says while business has really picked up among homeowners, she's also seeing more commercial clients. Offices want wall coverings that help set a mood.
People feel more relaxed, like even in your executive offices. They'll want to use color to bring it and makes it more conducive and a more relaxed atmosphere.
The market research firm Fredonia Group says U.S. wallpaper sales have shot up more than 30% since 2010 and will approach $500 million this year.
To provide some perspective, that's coming out of a couple of years that were horrible. So the market is probably still smaller than it was in the heyday.
That's Sean Samet, head of the Wall Coverings Association in Chicago. He says the market crashed after the recession when not many people were remodeling or building. Now that housing's back, so is wallpaper. Samet says innovations in digital printing have taken the product to a new level, offering great new colors and patterns. But here's maybe the best news. Modern wallpaper is easier to put up and take down when we inevitably decide it's tacky. I'm Aaron Toner, 89.7 WUWM.